we've always registered people to vote in our office from day one. We went into private practice in 1982, and here it is 30 years later, and we're still doing it. We have seen tens of thousands of patients, wonderful, glorious people, and my husband and I are well attuned to the fact that there are so many people who have never had photo identification cards issued by the government, state or federal government. We see about 60% of our practice is comprised of senior citizens. We see a lot of people who were born delivered by midwives who, back in those days, 50, 60, 70, 80 plus years ago, didn't have to follow certain guidelines as strict as they are today. Midwives would deliver babies, sometimes four, five, six babies in one day, and just write it down on a piece of paper what that child's name was. Oftentimes, the names of babies born were recorded in family Bibles. And these individuals, and it was normal, it was an accepted practice back then. It wasn't until the year 2002 that the identity restrictions and guidelines were highlighted in America. It wasn't until 2002, if it's from what I understand from the Department of Health and Environmental Control. So anyway, listen, I said, oh my goodness, we know so many people who will be disenfranchised if it were left up to having an ID card issued by the federal government. The old folk, when I grew up, I'm 60 years old, there was a saying, something in the milk ain't clean. The old folk would say, that meant to me that there was a high level of suspicion. I thought, oh my goodness, what's going on? So I said, I know very little about this subject. I'm going to educate myself. So I got in my car one Wednesday afternoon. So I drove to the DMV. Then I realized after I went in there that it was very complicated, the process of getting a government-issued photo ID. I went down there, as a matter of fact, with my checkbook of my 501c3 nonprofit organization called the Family Unit Incorporated. We had $200 in our checking account, very, very little money, and I told the folk at the DMV, I want to pay for 40 people to get photo IDs. I figure that they needed $5 to go down to the DMV to get a picture. Well, 5 and the 200 goes 40 times. I said, is it a way I can set up an account here at the DMV so that just total strangers could come by and I would occasionally put more money into the account? So I was told, Dr. Williams, put your checkbook up. No, it doesn't work like that. I said, it doesn't. It school me. Well, I found out there was a very nice young lady at the information desk, and she said, well, first of all, the people who need a photo ID have to have a certified birth certificate. I said, oh my God, I know so many people that don't have birth certificates. Then she went on, if they are women and if they've been married, they have to bring their marriage license down here. I said, oh my God. Next, if that woman has been divorced, bring the divorce decrees to the DMV. Next, the person needs to bring a Social Security card and proof of South Carolina residency. I said right then, the main thing was the birth certificate. So I drove back to my office and made up some flyers. And the flyers said, in essence, if you're 18 years old or over, you need to have a government-issued photo ID. And if you don't have one, perhaps you might not have the chance to vote again here in South Carolina. Well, the next day, the floodgates were open. People started coming from everywhere saying that they needed help with photo IDs. People are still coming asking for help getting birth certificates so that they would become eligible to get a photo ID so that they can continue to vote. They're still coming. I didn't think race had anything to do with it. I thought it was a class issue. The haves against the have-nots. The rich against the poor. But when I started looking at the figures, the statistics, the people who were coming to me and the people who are still coming, even as of today, asking for help getting IDs, I said, oh, my God, most of these people are black. We have spent thousands of dollars, I fathom to say, well over $10,000 since March.
How many people would you say you and your husband have registered in the last 30 years? Do you have any idea?
Ooh, thousands, 2,000, 3,000. I don't know. I've lost count. It's just something that we have just done forevermore. Even before we became doctors, we were medical students in Augusta, Georgia, going around registering people in medical school on weekends and so forth, registering people. So we have not had any problems. I'm sure there are some people that wish that we would do otherwise other than help people to vote. But the right of suffrage is very important. So listen, in summary, because I could talk until till the year 4030. We'll still be on the phone talking. My husband will tell you, I used to be shy one time, but ooh, goodness, that is over. But you know one thing, the state of South Carolina, Governor Haley, the Attorney General, and the other Republican legislators vow that they will take this to the District Court of Columbia and to the Supreme Court if necessary. Well, so will we. My group, the family unit, I'm going to say, is making formal plans right now as we're speaking to also go to court. And this will be against the state of South Carolina on the behalf of those individuals who would have not been able to get photo IDs had they not come to us for help.